Ah, crazy people. Taking over the radio. Right, they've been in charge of this radio station for decades. Crazy people. This radio station is WFMU. East Orange. WXHG. Mount Hope. And this is supposed to be the antique phonograph hour. But not tonight. It's the old codger. I've been extra filling for my good friend Mac. Playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. Yes, so we'll have some fun. I will talk a little bit. Bend your ear. And you will hear some fine music. We will start out tonight with some great music from Big Spiderbeck.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I know there's some of you out there who listen to this radio show, listen to the station, that the magic phrase, please stay tuned for the old codger, is as exciting to hear as the words rare blood disease. But the good Lord has granted me an indefinite stay of execution. I've been on this planet a long time. As I've pointed out many times, I've got shoes older than you. So, I intend to stay around for a long time, and as long as I'm around, I will find a way to get on the radio airwaves here at WFMU and present 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. And good ones, too. Everything is an authentic 78 RPM disc. How old am I? None of your damn business. At my age, they mark birthdays by the decade anyway. So anyway, I'll be here till 8 o'clock, then somebody else comes in here, one of the clowns, I don't know, that they have doing radio shows down here. The only good people who do radio here are Mac and Jerry of the Edison Attic. Yes. So, I'm one of the three greatest disc jockeys at WFMU. Well, anyway, so we heard from Bix Beiderbecke and his gang with At the Jazz Band Ball, featuring a great bass saxophone of Adrian Rollini. It was great. And then, after that, we heard Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. And Bix Beiderbecke was in that band, and they did Crazy Cat. So, right now, on the concert program on WFMU, see what I got here? We got some blues. Yes, we got some Tampa Red. Tampa, I knew him very, very well. Well, Tampa Red taught him a couple of licks on the slide guitar. Well, anyway, here's Tampa Red with the Seminole Blues on WFMU Old Codger Program.
I got this Seminole off, I have to ride the line.
He says, I got one too, but Joe don't ride as easy as mine. Dude, don't get mad with me, man, cause Buggy don't ride good as mine. It's a good struggle, Buggy, and it's ran to go all the time. Got good upholstery, got good tires all around. Good battery, don't never run down. Nothing mad at me, mad for you. Buggy don't ride good as mine. It's a good struggle, Buggy, and it's ran to go all the time. It's got springs in the front, got springs behind. Got springs on it that I can't find. Don't get mad at me, mad for you. Buggy don't ride good as mine. It's a good struggle, Buggy, and it's ran to go all the time. Baby, to satisfy your soul, doesn't matter with me, man, cause your buggy don't ride good as mine. It's a good struggle, Buggy, and it's ran to go all the time.
Yeah. always on the go. Look out, dopey, what you gonna do, boy?
The jitterbug, just a silly lug. Young and wild with lots of style is Doug the jitterbug. Just a crazy mug, drinks liquor by the jug. He's alive with lots of jive, Doug the jitterbug. They threw him out of school, cause all he learned was Tiger Ray. He never knew the golden rule, but boy, how he can shake. Doug the jitterbug cuts a wicked rug. It ain't no shame, he's not to blame, he's Doug the Jitterbug. Lawyer, but he never got a case. Every time they'd look for that cat in court, he'd be doing the panty waste. So still a talk about a Doug the jitterbug cuts a wicked rug. It ain't no shame, he's not to blame, he's Doug the jitterbug.
The greatest recording artist ever. Well, next to Sophie Tucker. Yeah, Sophie Tucker was the greatest singing group of all time. That was Louis Jordan, that is Timpani 5. With Doug, Doug Jitterbug. Here, played on 78 RPM record by the old codger, filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour. That was, before Louis Jordan, we heard Slim and Slam. Slim Gaylord, Slam Stewart, and they did Dopey Joe, another 78 RPM record. I don't play compact discs. I don't play vinyl cassettes, M3Ps, the digital things. I don't play no iPod. I don't have one. I don't have a cell phone. I do have a telephone. And if you need to reach me, you can call me at home. I give my phone number out freely on this radio station many times in the past. And I hear from many, many listeners that call me up at home and say, Codger, how come you're not doing a regular show? I'll tell you that off the air. You call me at home. Here's my phone number. Write it down. Go get a pencil. Okay. My same phone number I've had since 1892. Hasn't changed. Same phone number. Ready? Phone number is 6. So, give me a call sometime, we'll chat, especially if you're a younger woman. You know, I love younger women, 45, 50. Give me a call. We can get together and cut a rug. So, we heard Slim and Slam. We heard Buddy Moss doing the struggle buggy. It's about a car, has problems, you know. Yeah, some people have problems with cars, but the old codger can park a big car in a tight space. You know, you nudge it in, you wiggle it back and forth until it nestles snugly. Sometimes you have to, you know, you go into space the parking space, then you back out. Then you sort of keep doing this, you know, in, out, until you're satisfied that your very large car is firmly into space. Now, getting out is usually quicker and easier, but, well, what's the hurry? Yes, I'm pretty adept behind the wheel of a car, a big, large car. And we heard from Tampa Red with the Seminole Blues. So, well, you know, since I only have an hour here, much as I would love to chat with you some more, I feel that it's imperative I squeeze as much music into the hour as possible. So, I'm going to play another one of my favorites, the Brock Sisters. We're going to hear a couple of songs from the Brock Sisters from 78 RPM record on WFMU, played by the old Codger.
Thank you. you are this, there is really no other. Till you bow, turn me down, treat me like a big brother. You're so stingy, think you miss just one teeny little kiss. Come on, star, have a heart, just try to be kind. You'll find that no, nobody loves you like I do. Don't nobody care for you so.
Of her, say, I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why, pet, with another, my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. She's so refined, sweet and kind, perfect gem. Has she got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me cutely, I'm set, absolutely so. I pet with nobody but my pet.
Disposition. A burglar leaves you something when he calls, but the bandits, I mean, have no heart at all. Oh, oh, oh. of me. What's the use of working when you never save a cent? Every 30 days they come along and raise your rent. If you dare to raise a holler, you get raised another dollar. So it's better to leave well enough alone. The bathroom pipes are leaking, but no plumber can be found. By the time the landlord sends one, my poor family's swimming round. Then he sells each one a bathing suit so they can get around. Those have no feeling, dollar-stealing landlords. Oh, 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 those landlords are getting more daring each day. In another year, if they keep raising up the rent, we'll all have to move out to the woods and live in tents. The way they're dispossessing, life in jail would be a blessing. There at least they keep you warm in winter time. If you don't like it, move, your landlord tells you, looking sour. The guy that owns the moving van wants 50 bucks an hour. So you stay and pay the rent because they have you in their power. Those domineering, profiteering landlords. Oh, 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 those landlords. We can't even stop them by law. The first one charges heavy rent so he can sell the shack. The next one adds on more so he can get his money back. The living they begrudge us, why they laugh at courts and judges. Pretty soon they'll charge us if we breathe the air. We used to think that janitors had lives of misery, but janitors don't even work as hard as you or me. And besides, who wouldn't clean the hallway if their rent were free? Those you'll obey us, move or pay us, landlord.
That was Mr. Irving Kaufman and Oh, 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 Those Landlords. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with vocal by Scrappy Lambert. Before that with My Pet. My Pet was written, you know, was written in 1928 by Herman Carlyle about the dog of my friend, Blossom Moskowitz. You know Blossom. I've talked about Blossom before. You don't remember her. It's Rapunzel. Yes, that's her. Anyway, she has this dog, Fudgy. And Herman Carlyle wrote My Pet about Fudgy in 1928. Now, you won't believe this, but it's true. Fudgy is still alive. Now, in dog years, he's about 763 years old. Now, he doesn't have much hair left. No teeth. Can't control his bladder. Ah, he's a miserable critter. But Blossom refuses to put him down. She says, Fudgy's not going until I go. Now, Blossom doesn't have much hair left either, and her teeth are decades younger than she is. And she's no longer equipped with the same liver she had at birth. Now, some have suggested that Blossom should be put down. In fact, if I read Fudgy's facial expressions of contempt correctly, I think he's suggesting that very procedure. He wants Blossom to go first, and he'll meet her on the other side. At least that's what I think that dog is trying to say. Sometimes it's very hard to understand what a dog that's 763 years old is trying to say. They communicate in very odd ways, you can imagine. So, we heard from the Brock sisters. They did two songs, Early in the Morning and Nobody Loves You Like I Do. I am the old codger. Courtney T. Edison, filling in today, Mac said to come down and fill in for me, Courtney, because I know you can do a better job than I can of entertaining the listeners of WFMU and playing them the great old music from 78 RPM Records. So, just remember, if you lived here, you'll be old by now. And I am too hot for hell. That's a fact. Glad to be here, and I wish I could be here more often. So, we'll go back to the great music now on WFMU. of 78 RPM Records. I got something here from another old friend of mine, Blind Alfred Reed.
Heavenly shore, there'll be no woes at the cabin door. We'll all be wealthy and the poor will all be there. We'll be rich and happy in that land bright and fair. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. For the Lord is just and the Lord is right. We'll all be white in the heavenly light. There'll be no distinction there. In the same kind of raiment and the same kind of shoes, we'll all sit together in the same kind of pews. The whites and the colored folks, the Gentiles and the Jews, we'll praise the Lord together and there'll be no drinking booze. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. For the Lord is just and the Lord is right. We'll all be white in the heavenly light. There'll be no distinction there. Oh, when we get to heaven, we will know and understand. No woman will be flirting with another woman's man. There'll be no trouble in that holy, happy land. We'll play on golden instruments and shout to beat the band. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. For the Lord is just and the Lord is right. We'll all be white in the heavenly light. There'll be no distinction there. Never blue in heaven, nothing there to wreck the mind. Everybody is our neighbor, all the folks are good and kind. No aggravating women there to boss the men around. When we enter into heaven, we will wear a golden crown. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. There'll be no distinction there. For the Lord is just and the Lord is right. There'll be no distinction there.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt the flow of the great music, but as you know, those of you who have heard the Kaiser show know that even though WFMU is a non-commercial station, the rest of the time, I sell airtime to sponsors to pay for my transportation to the station and to buy more 70 RPM records and the needles and to fix my Victrolas. So here is a commercial for a fine sponsor of the Old Codger Radio Show.
For a lovelier complexion, may we recommend
Woodbury Cold Cream to you, my friend. It's beauty protection at its very best. It costs no more than the rest. For special ingredients work for you, you'll be amazed what this cream will do.
For a lovelier complexion, we say again,
it's Woodbury Cold Cream for you, my friend.
Yes, Woodbury Cold Cream will bring your skin new added softness, a velvety smoothness that'll catch a man's eyes and hold his attention. Woodbury Cold Cream is so very effective because it contains four special ingredients and an exclusive element to keep it pure. Tonight, take a beauty nightcap with Woodbury Cold Cream.
For a lovelier complexion, we say again,
it's Woodbury Cold Cream for you, my friend.
Yes, Woodbury Cold Cream has been a proud sponsor of the Old Codger Radio Show since 1947. Now back to the great music. Here is K-Star.
Where am I and what happened? I can't recall a thing since you came in view. What struck me and knocked me off my balance? My goose was cooked the moment I looked at you. I was peacefully proceeding on a course I'd prearranged when the lightning struck like a 2-ton truck. I knew my luck had changed. When you hit me, I felt like a beginner, but darling, I'm the winner. At a glance, for you knocked me straight into romance. I was peacefully proceeding on a course I'd prearranged when the lightning struck like a 2-ton truck. I knew my luck had changed. Tell me, when you hit me, I felt like a beginner, but darling, I'm the winner at a glance, for you knocked me into a
baby, baby, what's wrong with Uncle Sam? He's cut out on my sugar, now he's messing with my ham. I got the ration blue, blue as I can be. Poor me, I've got those ration blue. I gotta live on 40 ounces of any kind of meat. Those 40 little ounces gotta last me all the week. I gotta cut out on my jelly, it takes sugar to make it sweet. I'm gonna steal all your jelly, baby, and rob you of your meat. I got the ration blues, blue as I can be. Poor me, I've got those ration blues. I like to wake up in the morning with my jelly by my side. Since rationing started, baby, you just take your stuff and hide. They reduced my meat and sugar, and rubber's disappearing fast. You can't ride no more with Papa, 'cause Uncle Sam wants my gas. I got the ration blue, blue as I can be.
That was Louis Jordan. And we started out the set with Blind Alfred Reed with There Be No Distinction There. Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots. Did Crashing Through, Joe Daniels on the drums. K-Star did a song about domestic violence called Who Hit Me. And we ended up with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Ration Blues. Well, the one thing they're never going to ration of mine, here's my rum. I want to say hello to my new drinking buddy out there, Sailor Jerry. Hello, Sailor Jerry. I know you're out there. Yes. I'm so full of rum. If I drink any more rum, I'd have to vomit first. You know, sometimes I'll drink 2 or 3 bottles of rum in a single day. I love rum. I can't be any clearer than that. I love rum. I'll drink every bottle of rum in New Jersey. I can't even go into taverns anymore because I drink all the rum. I say, where's the rum? Give me the rum. Get the rum. And they say, we know how very much you love rum, and we know you rarely have the money for any of our rum. So get out of here because you can't afford our rum. But we know how much you love rum, so get out of here. You can't afford the rum. Yeah, you know, I'd punch somebody in the head for some rum. Give me all your rum. I love rum. Give me the rum, now. I love it. I love rum. Give me a rum. Yes. Santa Jerry, I'll be home soon. Yeah. Open up another bottle. Okay. We'll have a couple of nightcaps when I get back. Yes. I got carried away. It's the rum. Can't help it. Well, you know, Blossom, Moskowitz, Rapunzel, or tap dancing dog Fudgy, they're out there listening. I'll probably play one of the old recordings that Blossom made in 1933. She was a Floridora girl, and she made some recordings for the Burdike labor. Very, very rare. Here's Blossom Moskowitz and her dog, Fudgy.
get chubby. Pray you don't get dirty. Dance because you're chubby. I hope you get herpes. I'd like to see an axe inside your head. You and teachers pat in the classroom. You always got the most in croquet. Now that you're grown up and perfect, I'd thrill to serve you up your own feces on a tray.
Oh, well, the matzo balls, gefilte the fish, best old dish I ever, ever had. Now, matzo balls and gefilte the fish makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo balls, gefilte the fish, really, really, really very fine. Now, you put a little horseradish on it and make it very mellow, because it really knocks you right on out. Dish I ever, ever had. La matzo ball, gefilte fish, it makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo ball, gefilte fish, with a little horseradish on the side. Makes it mellow, makes it jello, mellow as a jello boy. Horseradish with matzo ball. Matzo ball stew.
Yeah, that was another one from Slim and Slam called Matzo Balls. Great song, great hit of theirs. And before that was Blossom. Blossom Moskowitz and her dog Fuzzy from 1933. And a song that was not a hit. I think it sold 5 copies. Blossom's sister bought them. Gave them away. It's very rare. I've got copies. Everyone in Town Wants You Dead from Blossom Moskowitz. Well, it's amazing how quickly an hour goes by. Why, it's barely felt like 60 minutes. But this has been the old codger fitting in for Sailor Jerry, I forget, Mac, us, or something like that, I don't know. I like the guy who does this show. He plays good music. I'm proud to be playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. And tomorrow, if you want to come, I'm bringing my Victrola and a stack of Louis Jordan and Fats Waller 78s and some ukulele Ike as well up to the Van Halen Nursing Home in Verona, New Jersey. I'm going to be spinning for the inmates there. If you want to join me, it's up somewhere. I don't know the address. Look it up in the phone book. the Van Halen Nursing Home in Verona, New Jersey. I'll be there at 1 o'clock, a special guest appearance by the old codger. Well, I've got to go. I'll be back sometime, spinning more 78s when they let me. This is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. You stay tuned for Tom. Tom, who does a good show on WFMU, something like that.